Alaska Supreme Court Justice Jude Pate began his speech to the Lewis and Clark Law School Class of 2025 by sharing a traditional Tlingit greeting.
Some of my Tlingit mentors in Southeast Alaska have taught me one way to begin a public speech, and it's to let the audience know that you mean no offense, that you come with the best of intentions. And those words are, may my words fall like feathers on your shoulder. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. And I say gunashchish to my friends and mentors, and gunashchish means in Tlingit, thank you.
Pate explained to students that in Tlingit culture, eagle feathers are often used to signify the spiritual world. He said he couldn't bring eagle down, but instead brought a small bottle of miracles to share with the graduates.
Yes, miracles are in this bottle, and how do I know that this bottle is full of miracles? Well, that's because it says right here, super miracle bubbles.
And from the pulpit on the stage, Pate pulled a tiny wand from an orange bottle and blew a handful of bubbles toward the audience.
So, may my words float above you like little miracles of hope, peace, joy, and love. And as long as they don't pop, may they fall softly on your shoulders.
Pate told graduates that when he was in their shoes 32 years ago, he was a bit afraid of stepping out into the big bad world as a new lawyer. And he thought students today might have it tougher. So how would they cope?
I know that you are going to uphold the rule of law. I know that you're going to refuse to accept injustice. I know that you're going to represent those that can't represent themselves. I know that. I don't have to go on anymore about that. But how are you going to do that? What's going to sustain your spirit? How are you going to get, when the news is unrelentingly grim, or at least it seems that way to you, how are you not going to become jaded and faded and, I don't know, lose your way?
Pate said the little miracles in his bubble wand, hope, peace, joy, and love, would help them along the way. On love, Pate said it's not only about showing love to others and loving your work, but also loving yourself.
And by that, by loving yourself, I mean love yourself enough to be yourself. Wave that freak flag. Don't be worried about that. You, who you are as a lawyer and who you are as a human being, those aren't two separate things. Don't go down that way. We need more of your humanity in the law, not less.
On peace, he referenced his first job out of law school as a tribal court clerk in Sitka, learning from the late Judge William Brady.
He didn't wear a robe. He didn't sit up higher than other people when he was having court. He didn't sit apart from them. He sat in a circle with a family that he was trying to heal. And then when they came to the hearing, they got to speak, and they were treated with dignity and respect and patience. That is the most foundational rule that I learned right out the gate. And I learned that in tribal court. So let peace be your purpose as a lawyer.
Pate told the room of graduates that they must reach out with joy to the next generation to improve representation in the legal field. Pate has done that by volunteering for the National Color of Justice program for the last 20 years. The annual program at Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka encourages Alaska Native students from rural communities around the state to pursue legal careers. Pate said the last Color of Justice event in Sitka featured two former Mount Edgecombe students who are now attorneys themselves.
When they stood up as presenters at the Color of Justice, those students saw themselves. They saw the possibility, the hope. And they're not judges yet, but, you know, got to start someplace. I say, let joy be your spirit as a lawyer. Because the joy I saw in those students' eyes that day was, it made me tear up. It's magic.
In closing, Pate traded his bubble wand for a guitar to sing a condensed version of a song by his band, Glorious Youth Parade.
Love is such a simple plan for hope. Hope is how we understand that peace can blossom with a word.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
Joy makes us undeterred.